Yo, turn that up. Turn it up. Anyone trying to hinder Mr. Hodge from doing his duties as branch president of Columbus, Ohio, should be apprehended and brought before the judge. Penalties will be harsh. Hey, good morning, Columbus, Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky. Good morning, Local 304. This is Kenny Hodge, branch president of Columbus, Ohio, with a postal podcast for you today. Well, now, we're kicking the podcast off with Led Zeppelin, so we're going to get a little loose this morning. First thing I want to start off with is it's a segment I want to call I Can't Believe He Did That. Well, the first thing in our episode of I Can't Believe He Did That, it's the holiday season, heavy mail season, so naturally all the post offices bring in additional casuals, Christmas help. Now let me tell you what they did in Columbus. They had new MHAs, on higher level training the casuals. Come on, Columbus. You gotta be joking. You got new MHAs training new casuals, and you expect to have a quality product, and that's no disrespect to our MHAs, and please don't take any disrespect to that. If I'm in charge of the post office and I have new people coming in, it only makes sense that you have your regular employees train them. Or the actual way to get it done is your supervisor is supposed to train them. But since we all know the supervisor don't know the job themselves, the Columbus Post Office decided to put MHAs on a higher level and allow them to train the casuals. Hey, again, this is their company. We make sure they're in compliance with our national agreement. But those are management decisions. And when you make decisions like that, you wonder why you can't make a profit. Hey, we're moving right along. Hey, listen. By the way, I'm sorry. Today, from 7:30 to about 9 o'clock, I have some gourmet pastries for mail handlers that are at work. Just stop in the app section, and there'll be a tray set up with some nice pastries for you. Get your day started. Hey, listen, I got a quick tip for you. Again, this is based on about 38 years of postal service. During this time of year, management is already stressed and don't know what they're doing. But during this time of year, they get really stressed. And that stress trickles down to us. Well, let me tell you a couple of things that we can do to block or shield some of that stress. Number one, come to work. If you're supposed to be at work, come to work. I mean, you know, we make it, we've got a pledge to the Postal Service that we're going to be regular in attendance. And let's really, really, step up to that plate for the month of December. And again, if you do it in December, you might want to do it in January, February also. In fact, I posted on the mail handler webpage that I spend my money on the craft as opposed to what your current president is doing. And I want to explain what I meant by that. If you take dues money out of the union's account and buy the members something with their money, I mean, the members don't owe you any debt of gratitude. That's all I was trying to say. And my homeboy out of Jersey, my man Kid, I see you Kid, Gil Martin, he kind of told me, he says, you know, pastries, you can't compare pastries to shirts and apron. So Kid, I'm up in the ante. Here's what Kenny Hodges is doing. Notice I said Kenny Hodges, not the union. Any office in Local 304, any branch office that will send me a email, in fact, you can post it on Facebook, it doesn't matter, that you accept my 180 degree New Direction Challenge for the month of December. Well, here's the challenge. If your office has perfect attendance for the month of December, again, all mail handlers, if your office has perfect attendance for the month of December, I will personally raffle off February 1st a flat screen high definition TV. Yeah, you heard me right. If any office, you have until next Friday to just send me an email that name your office, my office accepts your 180 degree challenge. In that office, again, from December 5th, because your deadline to enter the contest would be Friday, from December 5th till the end of the month, if you have perfect attendance in your office, I will raffle a flat screen TV off in your office. Again, listen, doesn't cost you one penny, not even the postage and mailing the TV to you. It costs you nothing. It's just another way for us to show a little solidarity. All it takes is a steward out of your office, and I say steward and not branch president, because a lot of the branch presidents are looking at me feeling some type of way simply because I'm challenging for the local president spot. So I'm not going to put that burden on them because I'm sure they're not going to do it. Well, at least most of them. Any steward in the office, all you got to do is send me an email or send me a message on Facebook. I accept your challenge, Mr. Hodge. And again, at the end of the month, you report to me if you had 100% attendance. And if you did, again, of all the mail handlers in your office, I'm going to raffle off a flat screen TV. Again, I have to up the ante because I can't have my homie in Jersey telling me don't compare gourmet pastries with aprons and t-shirts. So, Kid, I heard what you said, and I'm upping the ante. Again, all you have to do, and this is only for Local 304, accept the challenge. And to accept the challenge, it just requires you to send me an email, a post on Facebook, that you accept the 180 degree challenge. At the end of the month, you have perfect attendance. Just like I'm putting out publicly, I will raffle off a TV, a flat screen TV in your office, and that TV will be in the hands of the winner February 1st, no later than February 1st. Okay, so that takes care of attendance. Again, let's have some fun with it. Don't be so upset with Kenny Hodges that you won't even enter a raffle to win a free TV. Listen, next thing we got to do is you got to have the right temperament Meaning, if you are on the overtime list, expect to be at work 12 hours a day. Now, here's the catch to that. If you don't want all that overtime, and your office is enforcing Article 8 as it should be, get off the list. Sign up for the next quarter. Now, let me tell you, by getting off the list, the post office is still going to push that 10-hour day, but 10-hour days is better than 12 hours. Okay, so if you really don't want to work all that overtime, then get off the list and then get back on the next quarter. Don't create that problem for yourself. If you stay on the list, then be at work as you are scheduled. That's my podcast for this morning. Okay? Again, let's get on that 180-degree challenge. Let's show each other that we can bond in solidarity. And again, for the chance to win a flat-screen TV, not 1 cent out of your pocket, that should seem to be good enough motivation for me to come to work. Now, listen, just so we are perfectly clear, I'm not asking you to vote for me by taking the 180-degree challenge. So don't think that if you take the challenge, that's a vote for me. Let's be adults about this. Again, it's an attempt at solidarity. It's an attempt at letting the members in 304 know that I'm serious about leading this union. So again, all it takes is register by Friday that you accept the challenge, and your office has a chance of winning a flat-screen TV. Now, again, there's going to be one TV raffle in each office that has 100% attendance. Again, let's be real with each other. Let's be honest with each other. If you tell me you had 100%, make sure you actually had it. Hey, this is Kenny Hodge. I hope we have a marvelous weekend. I'll talk to you probably tomorrow. Peace.